What's going on, my friend? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 377 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up? What's up? I hope everybody enjoyed their Christmas, the holidays, and the new year, and you guys are off to a rocking start. It's always fascinating to me how, you know, beginning of January is when you see gyms packed and just everybody motivated and getting after it. And then, you know, what's classic is like a month, month and a half into it, you know, you see less and less people and people start to kind of wean off. So don't let that be you, my friend. You know, make sure that whatever your goals are, whatever you're striving for, there's a powerful why behind it. Because when times get tough, when things get challenging, that's what's going to pull you through. You know, Jim Rohn has a famous quote that says, if you can, then you must. And that's something I continue to remind myself on a daily basis. If I can, I must. If I can, I must. If I can, I must. And so think about that when you need to push and go above and beyond, or when you need to go the extra mile, when you need to make that extra phone call, send that additional offer, you know, do something for someone else, you know, put someone else's needs ahead of yours. You know, think about that. If you can, you must. You continue to push like that and you have that mentality on a daily basis, sky's the limit. You know, you can create whatever life you want and just constantly live in gratitude and abundance. So before we get going with today's episode, I wanna make sure that you guys tune in and check out episode 376 with my good friend and partner, Steve Cavanaugh. He did a presentation. We did a live presentation on Zoom, which was called The Art and Science of Hashtag LLove, which essentially is, you know, basically working less, making more, impacting others in the process. And it was about an hour long presentation. We got so much awesome feedback on it. So go to flipempire.com/episode376. Make sure to check that out. You know, one of the things that was really popular that people were commenting about was there was a section in the presentation where Steve talks about how he got paid to buy and drive a Tesla. How he got paid to buy and drive a Tesla. And this is something that, you know, Steve is really good at. I've gotten better at it, you know, over the course of the last year or so. A good friend of mine, Tim Bratz, is really, really good at this as well. Whenever you want something, you know, so let's say maybe it's a car, a house, a fancy watch. You want to experience something. Maybe it's an exotic vacation or destination you want to travel to. Whatever it might be. You want to meet someone famous. It doesn't matter what it is. Always ask yourself, how can I get someone else to pay for this? But here's the more important part of this, or in my opinion, the most critical component. How can I get someone else to pay for this while adding even more value to them in the process? Right? You know, I'm a big believer in the power of questions, and the types of questions you ask yourself can really shape and determine your future. And if you ask the right questions, you're going to get the right answers. If you ask crappy questions, you're going to get crappy answers. So whatever it is that you're after in life, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Always ask, how can someone else pay for that? Or how can someone else help me get closer to whatever it is I might want? You ask yourself those questions and you're going to get the right answers. I'll give you a perfect example. If you've been following the show for a while, you probably know that once a year, my good friend Eric Stark and I host something we call the Holiday Mastermind. And about 2.5 years ago or so, when Hurricane, I believe it was Hurricane Katrina, one of the hurricanes that hit South Florida, particularly the Florida Keys, got devastated by the hurricane. You know, we Eric and I got on the phone and we're like, how can we help? How can we contribute? And, you know, at that time I was fresh off creating my vision, and in my vision were three distinct elements. Number one was traveling with my family and really creating memories and unique experiences for myself and for my family. Number two was continuing to be around the right people leveling up my life, leveling up my network, masterminding, growing, personal development. And the third one was contribution and impact and helping others. And, you know, what was the idea that was born on that call was the holiday mastermind. And we said, okay, well, what if we can host a mastermind? So that checks off the first box, right, of growth and being around the right people. It'll be by invite only. Number two, we can essentially ask for donations to be a part of the mastermind. So the second box was contribution and giving and impact and raising a bunch of money for the people in the Florida Keys. And number three, we can make it destination-based. Right. And now I've combined three different elements of my vision. And the reason I was able to do that, and we've been doing this now, we've done three holiday masterminds. We did one in South Florida. We did one in Bimini, which is in the Bahamas, very exclusive, very exotic location. And the one we did last year was in Montego Bay in Jamaica. This year, we're going to be doing it, I believe, in Mexico, location to be determined. And at this point, it's practically already full. But if you have any interest in that, head over to holidaymastermind.com. But anyways, you know, the reason we were able to do that is because we had clarity. We had a vision. And what's really, really interesting is that, you know, you can have the right strategy, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your business, it could be fitness and relation. You can have the strategy and you can even execute, but until you get the vision, until you get the clarity, until you get the story about, you know, the story, what you tell yourself, or until you get your mind right, the psychology, and until you get those three working together, the strategy doesn't really matter, because you could be executing on the wrong strategy if you don't have the right vision. You know, so that's definitely something I want to share with you. But I want to circle back to Tim Bratz. You know, he shared a story how years ago, you know, he wanted to get box tickets to the Cavs. I think it was the Cavs Celtics. I forget who it was, but it was the Cavs when they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. And this was when LeBron was with the Cleveland Cavs. And he got a call from his ticket rep guy, and it was like $30,000 for the game, for box seats. And he instantly was like, you know, hell no, there's no way I'm dropping 30 large on, you know, just to go to a basketball game. And when he hung up, he started thinking, he's like, well, how can I do this? You know, and how can I get others to pay for this experience? And so he did something very, very similar. You know, he hosted a 1-day mastermind on multifamily. I think he got like 15 people, charged $2,000 a pop or whatever it was. And as part of the 1-day mastermind was them being able to attend, the Cavs game in a skybox. And so he was able to do this, add value to others, and essentially take care of the cost for the box tickets for the game. And now he got an experience as well. So constantly think about, you know, similar to what Steve did with his Tesla, how can you get others to pay for what you want and add value or even more value at the same time? Okay. So, think about that as we head into the new year, and make sure that, that you don't lose that momentum. You know, make sure that you continue to push and that you have a strong why behind what it is you want. And, you know, as challenges arise, as fear creeps up and some of these negative emotions, remember that replace the negative emotion with a positive one. And so, for example, you know, one of the things I learned a while ago and I was recently reminded of that is that fear and gratitude cannot coexist at the same time. Okay, so in other words, if you're fearful of something, you can't be grateful at the same time. And if you're grateful about something, or you're in abundance and you're in gratitude, you're in that state, you can't be fearful. So whenever you have those negative emotions, whether it's fear or whether it's anxiety or whether it's guilt or whether it's, you know, resentment, regret, whatever it might be, replace it with a positive emotion, because chances are they can't coexist at the same time. You know, so if you're feeling doubt or fear about something, replace it with something you're grateful for. You know, one of the things that one of the many exercises my wife and I went through when we were at Date with Destiny last month was to, you know, feel your heart. you know, live inside your heart. And I think what happens for a lot of people is that, you know, they make important decisions when they're in a negative emotional state. And what was interesting to me was that what was said was that, you know, the head is a place where we visit and use. Don't let your head use you. Go to your heart to go get the answers. The heart is where we should live, and the head is what we should use. And that was really interesting to me. And it's kind of profound and kind of deep. And I realized without the context that was provided at that event, that may not make as much sense to you, but try not to make important decisions when you're in a negative emotional state. You know, make sure that you use your head. Don't let it use you. But chances are that your heart, you know, what's already inside of you, like your gut, your core, whatever you want to call that, you already have those answers. But you have to be in the right mind frame in order to tap into the right answers. You got to ask yourself the right questions. So those are just some of the things I wanted to share with you. Definitely want to encourage you, if you haven't listened to that episode on the art and science of hashtag LLove, which by the way is how to live life on vacation, make sure to go to flipempire.com/episode376 and tap in. And you know, it's a phenomenal training that we did, 100% content. I'm super grateful. As a result of that, we continue to round out and fill up our second and final group with Ascend, which is our hybrid coaching and mastermind program that not just focuses on business, but starts with life first. And that's what makes it very unique and different from everything else out there. I think at the time of this recording, we might have like 4 seats remaining, and that's it. So we have our upcoming mastermind coming up. And really, really looking forward to that. I mean, we have rock stars, you know, rock star people first and foremost. And then we have just some awesome, awesome investors and entrepreneurs in this group that are doing some really, really big things, go givers first. And just a group of people that are walking alongside each other and really uplifting and leveling up their life first and their business second. So if you have any interest in connecting with me about that, you know, we'll schedule an interview. It's not a sales call. It's just to find out more about you and your goals and let you know exactly how Ascend may benefit you. So if you have any interest in that, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com. And my friend, that is all I have for today. I really, really appreciate it. Continue to put yourself in the right environment with the right people. And the quality of your life can dramatically change. Of course, you have to get to work, you know, and you have to put in the time and the right time and the right effort. It just doesn't fall out of the sky and come to you. But if you use some of these tools that I've shared with you on the podcast, you surround yourself with the right people, you constantly feed your mind with the right types of information, that there's nothing you can't achieve. Okay. I hope you're listening to me, and I hope this resonates with you. If somebody hasn't told you this in a while, you can do it. Whatever it is you want to accomplish, you can do it. You got to have the right mindset. You got to surround yourself with the right people. And then you got to get to work. You got to have a plan and continue to do it. And once you do that, you're going to gain more confidence. And then confidence feeds success, and success feeds confidence. And it's this positive cycle, this loop. So go get it, my friends. I'm here for you. If you need anything, reach out. Appreciate you. And I'll connect with you on the next one. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course, called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.